But for Heiliger, the war was over. The soldier who shot Heiliger had been tense, frightened, unsure of himself. The incident broke him up. He was a veteran, not a recruit. Winters decided not to punish him. Soon thereafter, he was eased out of the company. On November 7th, Heiliger wrote Winters from his hospital bed, "Dear Dick, here I am, laying flat on my back, taking it easy. I want to thank you for taking care of me that night I got hit. It sure is a stupid way to get knocked off. I arrived here naked as a jaybird, didn't have a thing. I know you have my wings and pistol, but I am sweating out the clothes in my bedroll and the rolls of film in my musette bag. Jesus, Dick, they put casts right over my wounds, and it smells as if a cat shit in my bed. I can't get away from that stink. Well, this is short, but my right arm is very weak. Remember me to all." Heiliger's replacement as CO of Easy was First Lieutenant Norman S. Dyke, Jr. He came over from Division HQ, tall, slim, good-looking. He was well-educated and talked in a military tone of voice. He made a good impression. Being XO put Winters into daily contact with Nixon, by now Battalion S3. They hardly could have been more different. Winters grew up in a middle-class home. Nixon's father was fabulously wealthy. Winters had not gotten out of Pennsylvania in his teenage years. Nixon had lived in various parts of Europe. Winters was a graduate of a small college. Nixon came from Yale. Winters never drank. Nixon was an alcoholic. But they were the closest of friends because what they had in common was a dedication to the job at hand and a remarkable ability to do that job. Every member of EZ interviewed for this book said Winters was the best combat commander he ever saw, while Nixon was the most brilliant staff officer he knew in the war. Nixon was a hard man to get out of the sack in the morning, according to Winters. One day in November, Winters wanted to get an early start. Nixon, as usual, could not be talked into getting up. Winters went to his bed, grabbed his feet while he was still in his sleeping bag, and threw them over his shoulder. "Are you going to get up? Go away. Leave me alone." Winters noticed that the water pitcher was half full. Still holding Nixon's feet on his shoulder, he grabbed the pitcher and started pouring the contents on Nixon's face. Nixon opened his eyes. He was horrified. "No, no," he begged. Too late. The contents were on their way.